Welcome to The Cosmic Calling, a podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs and creative souls on a mission to align their life and career with the cosmos. I'm Natalie Wallstein, career astrologer at Soulshine Astrology, and I hope you're ready to unlock your cosmic calling. Aloha Mora. In honor of Halloween coming up, and in light of recent research I've uncovered through my work, I'm excited to be sharing this special episode all about healing the witch wound. Halloween, as I'm sure many of you already well know, is actually based on Samhain, which is the start of the year for so-called witches. And this is the perfect time of the year to turn over a new leaf and uncover the truth of what it really means to be a witch, as well as how we can do this more confidently and glamorously without fearing our own inherent magic. Regardless of whether or not you consider yourself to be a witch, if you are afraid of tapping into your intuitive wisdom, or have a great fear of what could happen if you shared what you know about the spirit world with others, there's a good chance that you have the witch wound. You may be subconsciously holding on to soul memories of a time when it was considerably frowned upon, to say the least, to be doing anything that could even in small part be deemed quote unquote witchy. There were at least hundreds of years in human history when it was downright dangerous to let your secret slip about any healing powers or channeling abilities you may have. You could be sentenced to death or exiled from your community quite easily for doing so. Whether you're really good with herbs, you heal with your hands, work with crystals, speak with the dead as a medium, do any type of channeling work, or simply own a pack of tarot cards, these behaviors could have literally gotten many of us killed if we had been living in another time. And I believe part of us still remembers and holds on to the experiences we have actually had in past lives where those things really did happen to us. In this episode, I want to explore the witch wound and specifically how it may still be affecting you and keeping you from fully embracing your spiritual and intuitive gifts. Like I said, even if you don't see yourself as being a so-called quote unquote witch, how can we begin to break the spell of fear that can sometimes surround working with our intuition and tapping into other realms that can provide greater wisdom and knowledge? First of all, just going into this, I have to say that I've never really considered myself to be a witch. I've never identified with that particular word or label very much. And yet, I'm exactly what people hundreds of years ago would have definitely called a witch. I would have been killed from episode one of this podcast if they had podcasts back then. And I think the reason for my aversion to the word is because the word witch was at one point a slur. It was not something that you wanted to be called. It makes me think of black magic, which I think was kind of the intention, when I prefer to think of myself as a light worker. But innocently enough, the word witch was actually originally based on the concept of dowsing for water, which was often called witching for water, which, by the way, is a process that is still used today. You know, when you want to dig a well or something, you have to go douse for the water or witch for the water. So witching, in essence, had to do with simply using your intuition. Back in the day, people really didn't know what to call these people who had intuitive abilities because they didn't even understand them. But what they really were people who followed the cycles of nature and the healing path of the goddess. The concept of using the broom to fly was based on how so-called witches were obsessed with sweeping away the dust, as they believed that negative energies would stick onto the dusty and dirty corners in homes. So basically, they were just being neat freaks. And there were so many other misunderstandings around witches that have gotten blown so far out of proportion. Now, there was black magic that existed as well during those times. So many people automatically expected that if you did any type of magical work or used energy in a way that seemed unusual or different, you were up to no good, even if your only goal was to help and to heal using energy. If you had any type of power that people didn't understand, you would be feared and you would be killed. The Catholic Church, of course, was especially to blame for perpetuating the belief that witches were dangerous, when the church was really just trying to protect their own power, since everything the witch stood for went against everything they wanted the public to believe. Witches have existed long before the church ever came along. But being able to have your own connection to the divine meant that you wouldn't need to follow along with the rules of a priest or a larger organization that tried to control you. At minimum, tens of thousands of people were executed for so-called witchcraft in Europe and the American colonies over several hundred years. But I highly doubt that there were even records kept of the real amount. My point is, there's a pretty good chance that many people listening to this episode right now were one of those people who were hanged or burnt at the stake in a past life just for having intuitive abilities. Or you may have even closely known some of the people who were in your past lives, whether they were friends or family members, fellow townspeople, or even lovers, which would certainly be enough to scare you away from falling into the same fate as them, even if it really was several lifetimes ago. Of course, I have to say that not all people deemed to be witches were women. Anyone who was caught working with any type of magic or working with the energy or following the way of the goddess, the divine feminine, got in trouble, which, by the way, included men, women, and children who were found to be working with the moon and astrology as well. So technically, we are all guilty here, but it's obviously nothing to feel guilty about. Think about how much clarity and confidence astrology has brought to your life and how it has lit a bright light in the corners of your mind where you once felt stuck and confused. I mean, really, what are we doing wrong here? How could looking at the stars be a bad thing? It's only bad, quote unquote, if it takes away the power others may try to hold over us. I believe that many, many of us are still holding on to subconscious memories when it was not okay to be who we are today. We're holding back from speaking about what we feel, see, and sense spiritually, because deep down, we still think something really horrible is going to happen if we step out of the broom closet and let our true nature be known. This is really an issue of personal self-sovereignty and fighting against the patriarchy. Your higher self remembers everything from all of your lifetimes, and that is the part of you that we are able to tap into using hypnotherapy. I've already had an alarming handful of people in my hypnotherapy sessions revisit past lifetimes where they were being exiled from their communities or even burnt at the stake for being a so-called witch. In fact, this is so prevalent that we were specifically trained to handle it. In my training program, there was an actual class all about working with people who are being burnt at the stake. There was a joke in the class that my teacher would say, "I'm back." And we all laughed because she actually used herself as an example to show us a past life of being burnt at the stake. And yes, as you can imagine, it can be quite traumatic, but it definitely doesn't surprise or shake me anymore like it did the first time, because I've like literally come to expect it. What I have discovered from the small group of people I've gotten the chance to explore past lives as witches with is that these so-called witches were just really good at using herbs. And they had no idea that there was anything wrong with that. Or maybe they had the ability to see the future. These magical medicine women knew how to heal others using their intuition and simply by living in tune with the earth. What could be more natural than that? They knew how to help with problems and ailments that others would have otherwise just died from, simply by using what nature has given us. Most of these people who were burnt at the stake were turned in for being a witch by other people who they had thought to be their friends, which had imprinted feelings and fears of being betrayed upon them for speaking up about who they were, even in this lifetime. So if you are afraid of being open about who you are around other groups of people or groups of women even, this might be a part of your witch wound, because it was a common way to get rid of your enemies by turning them in as a witch. But basically, the biggest problem is that people in those times were just afraid of these powers, these abilities, these skills. They were scared what would happen to the ruling class if there were others who were more powerful than them. So they tried to shut it down. And by being afraid of our own powers, we're turning against our own true nature. And our own true nature is to be intuitive. Fellow humans can try to kill us off, but we're always going to come right back to the same understanding that we are magic. Call us witches, priestesses, pagans, druids, followers of the way of the goddess, highly sensitive beings, empaths, or simply intuitives, whatever you'd like. But actually, what I think we are is a group of humans who have opened ourselves up to a higher vibration. And the cream always rises to the top. So if our true nature is to be magical and to use energy to heal, which by the way is what the Age of Aquarius is all about, how can we let go of these subconscious memories of when it was so not okay to think like us, be like us, and do what we do? How can we finally heal the witch wound and take back control over our own narrative? Well, I'll be honest and say that I'm still exploring the answer to that. One thing I know for sure that helps is having a hypnotherapy session and revisiting the original issue. Because once you can see exactly where the fear started, you can immediately release it and let it go. Whether it's a fear of speaking your truth, of making money with your spiritual gifts, or even being betrayed by other people you consider to be friends. But you have to be a bit brave to do this, I think, because you are going to completely feel and sense yourself as that old version of yourself. And it can be very uncomfortable in the moment, even if it is a highly effective mode of clearing it. The other thing we can do to heal the witch wound, this fear of intuitive powers that are actually inherent in each and every one of us, is simply to use our intuition as much as possible. If there's a decision you need to make, instead of going straight into logic or asking someone else who has deemed to be smarter than you or a higher authority than you, take a moment to relax, take a few breaths, and be still for a while as you call the answers and impressions to come to you. Let them pop in as feelings and nudges. Because the more you can come to trust and rely on your intuition, the more confident you're going to feel about being open about your use of it. I also think it is so important that we band together and we work to normalize intuitive abilities by not hiding them from your friends or family members or partner. People might think it's weird at first, but if enough of us show up and share our true natures and interests with the world, it becomes a lot less scary and weird. I mean, thank goddess for Harry Potter, right? It absolutely takes courage to tell people about the things you feel, sense, and pick up on through your intuition. And sometimes we might not even fully trust our intuition, mainly because we've been taught to doubt it and to downplay it. But the more you can allow yourself to use it, the more your intuitive muscle can strengthen. Healing the witch wound also makes me think of Chiron, the asteroid known as the wounded healer. This is a point on the astrology chart that shows a pain that we're holding on to from a past life. And with Chiron, the only way to heal your wound from a past life, which can be an emotional wound, right, is to do the thing you're afraid of and prove to yourself that you're actually going to be just fine. You aren't going to die or get disowned by your family. And even if you do, at least you stayed true to yourself and did your part to try to move society forward. If nothing changes, nothing changes. If no one speaks up, things stay the same. And I know you don't want them to stay the same. We're going to have to keep coming back to this planet, so we might as well make it a better place for our future incarnations, yes? With Chiron, though, the fear is usually inside your head, and you perpetuate it or even manifest it into the world by believing that something bad will happen if you speak your truth or reveal your true colors. There's a whole episode on Chiron, or maybe more than one, actually, if you scroll through our recent episodes and want to hear more about this past life point on the astrology chart. I also had a hypnotherapy client who could see the future in her past life, but no one was willing to pay her for it. And sadly, it just wasn't valued. So she brought that belief with her into this life and was struggling to make a living with it in the present lifetime because she believed that this would happen again, that no one would want to pay her for it. No one would value it. So it's not just a fear of death, but a fear of not receiving the wealth we need and desire for sharing our spiritual gifts that can also be a part of the witch wound. If you don't believe you're going to be successful, you're going to speak in hushed tones about your gifts instead of being loud and proud. Do you think the most successful businesses in the world got there by being shy? Heck no. You got to own it and you got to show what is so great about it. At the same time, there have also been many clients I've worked with in hypnotherapy sessions who had intuitive abilities that were highly valued. And so we really can't forget about those. One of the things I love most about working in this way is that we can uncover lost knowledge of times and places in hidden history when using our intuition really was the way of the world. All you have to do is pick up a Dolores Cannon book, specifically The Search for Hidden Sacred Knowledge, and you're going to find many examples of that. I'm also working on publishing a few examples that I have uncovered with my clients when they were living as their true intuitive selves and were greatly valued for it in past lifetimes within their communities. I think if more of us knew that those times did exist, it would be a lot easier to understand what is possible when it comes to the potential that still exists today for the hidden sacred knowledge to return and to become more widespread. But for now, we can look around and see people like Tyler Henry and Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium, and Kyle Gray, the angel medium, and see just how valued and adored they are for what they bring to the world because they're willing to be brave and speak up about who they are and what they can do. I know I have had to work through this whole witch wound thing during so many chapters in my own intuitive development. While my mom has always been into spiritual stuff, the rest of my family, for the most part, doesn't seem to share the same interest as me, except maybe my grandma. So this is something that I've had to work on a lot, and it still comes up for me a fair amount, especially when it comes to other family members and strangers. So I totally get the fear, but as usual, fear equals false evidence appearing real. And when we can recognize that the witches, aka magical intuitive people, who long for a world that's more closely connected with nature, keep coming back. And there are oh so many of us rising up to the surface with each reincarnation. We have to eventually realize that this actually is our true nature. And it's even the true nature of the muggles. They just haven't allowed themselves to open up their Hogwarts letter yet because they're scared to believe in it. Their imaginations might have died away, or they've closed down their sixth sense, or as some would say, their first sense, because that is what has been part of the modern consensus to do. But just because not everyone understands us doesn't mean we have to keep what makes us us hidden. These healing powers and abilities that we have are here for a reason, and we're meant to use them to help. We can't hone them and strengthen them unless we use them. And I know there are hundreds of you listening who already go out in the world loud and proud with your gifts and make a full-time living from them. And I'm so, so proud of you. I'm sure you even have your moments where you hesitate about unleashing the full truth of who you are and what you can do from time to time, especially when you are first starting out, I'm sure. I also know that there are many, many more wallflowers out there listening who hide their true interests and intuitive hunches. And maybe you still dabble, but you do so under a cover of fear of not being safe to be your true selves. Nobody wants to feel like the weird person or the odd man out. So I get that. But wherever you're at on this journey, I just want to remind you of what I'm sure you already know, which is that it is safe now to be who you really are and have always been. And clearly, you're so not alone. That's why we got to shine our light so that other people can find us and also not feel so alone. We're living in such a magical time, despite the evidence. People are more open than ever before about these things. We're legally protected from being killed. We have free speech, and we have the internet, which we can use to connect with each other. More importantly, the public is craving it and wanting it deep down because they are scared. They are worried. They are concerned about the way things are going in the world. Things feel dark without the light of our intuition to guide us. Things have been bad for so long because this intuitive wisdom has gotten buried. And it's time for it to come out into the open and become commonplace. It's time for you to heal with your soul gifts, starting with using and trusting your own intuition and eventually showing others that they can do the same. Even just by witnessing how you live and move through the world and hearing the things you talk about and the way you talk about it. What so many people adore about my teacher, the late Dolores Cannon, is that she spoke so openly about the wildest spiritual concepts, some of which I still like really can't wrap my head around. And she did so in such a calm, grounded, matter-of-fact manner. I know for me, I keep seeing sound bath ceremonies and people loving crystals on TV. There have been Reiki healers on reality shows, and of course, mediums with Netflix specials becoming the top watched show for weeks on end. Ready or not, the uprising has begun, and it's time to come out wherever you are. Whether you just love astrology, crystals, and tarot, or you straight up channel Hindu deities or even aliens, it's all good because this is our time to shine. The more I've started going out in the world and just straight up started saying, I'm an astrologer and a hypnotherapist. I can read your soul purpose in the stars and heal issues that you have in your life that actually started in a past life, the more empowered I feel. Like I'm cutting through the noise of the boring muggle world and being true to myself. Because really, what is the worst that can happen? No one can hurt me for this, except myself feeling weird about it or denying it. People I meet in the quote unquote real world might be astounded or confounded or like, what is this chick talking about? But I also believe that it opens up their ability to believe in magic just that little bit more than it would have been open if we hadn't crossed paths. I'm opening them up to the possibility that there even are people out there like me. It's not just doctors and lawyers. There's also magical professions. And I hope that me being proud and confident about it shows how legit it really is. Me being sure of it helps others feel more sure of it. If we keep acting like we're in the minority and speaking in hushed tones about how woo-woo we are, in the minority, we will continue to stay. In the shadows, we'll have to continue to work. And I really think this is all down to our own self-doubt more than anything. It's like us versus us, you know what I mean? As long as you're using these powers and abilities and magical tools for good, then that's all that matters. If your intention is to help and to heal, to spread love and light, then that is even more of a reason to rise up and be seen and heard, because these are all things the world really needs. And over time, you're going to see that others will feel more brave to rise up and do the same because of your influence. Now, this is probably starting to sound like a political speech. Can you imagine if there was like a witch's party? Sign me up. So anyways, I'm going to step back now and leave it at this. But you know that quote, we are the granddaughters of the witches you couldn't burn? I'd actually say that we were also the witches that they did burn. And even that couldn't stop us from coming back. If you are interested in exploring your past lives and releasing the blocks that keep holding on around this witch wound, I'm currently booked out for hypnotherapy sessions for quite a while, but you can always find another practitioner to work with in person by going to qhhtofficial.com and clicking on find a practitioner. Like I said, we've all been trained for it. It comes up a lot. I will leave the link to my waitlist in the show notes below. I'm also going to drop a few links to some books and podcasts I highly recommend if you're interested in exploring the topics mentioned in this episode further. But honestly, I hope just listening to this gets you a bit riled up to go out into the world and be more of your true self and not censor yourself so much when you talk about the magical things that you love. Times have really, really changed, and it really is okay to put yourself out there as this kind of person, this intuitive being. And the world is just going to get so much better for it. Love you all so, so much. I hope you have a happy Halloween, aka Witchy New Year. It's a new chance to embrace all of your gifts and share them with the world more freely and openly. I hope you will. And in the meantime, I'll talk to you next week. For more information on how to use astrology to find your cosmic calling and sign up for astrology email updates, check out soulshineastrology.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review for The Cosmic Calling to help other cool people like us find the show. The Cosmic Calling community is a gathering place for listeners of the show to connect more deeply with fellow like-minded spiritual seekers. Join us for astrology classes, monthly forecasts, cosmic planning tools, plus bonus features for these podcast episodes by going to soulshineastrology.com/community.